This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police detained more than 450 people at rallies in Siberia and Russia's Far East Sunday as supporters of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny took to the streets to protest his jailing despite biting cold and the threat of arrest. The rallies, also set to take place in Moscow and other cities later Sunday, follow large protests last weekend are part of a campaign to pressure the Kremlin into freeing President Vladimir Putin's most prominent opponent. The opposition politician was arrested on January 17th after returning to Moscow from Germany, where he had been recovering from a nerve agent poisoning in Russia last summer. He accuses Putin of ordering his murder, which the Kremlin denies. Police have said the protests have not been authorized and will be broken up as they were last weekend. Over 4,000 people were detained at those rallies, according to the OVD Info, a protest monitoring group. The World Health Organization led a team investigating the origins of the COVID-19 during a mission that has been tightly controlled by its Chinese host, visited a hospital on Saturday in the central city of Wuhan that treated early coronavirus patients. The World Health Organization-led team, the doctors at the hospital had collected samples from patients suffering from unidentified pneumonia in late 2019. Britain's Cabinet Office Minister Michael Gove said on Saturday that the European Union had recognized they made a mistake by briefly attempting to restrict some exports of COVID-19 vaccines by invoking an emergency Brexit clause. The EU reversed the plan to use the Article 16 clause to restrict exports of COVID-19 vaccines from crossing the Irish border into Britain within hours Friday. This is VOA News. Germany's already ordering vaccines for next year to be ready if it turns out that immunity against COVID-19 needs to be regularly renewed or boosted. That's according to the health minister, Jens Spahn, on Saturday, as frustration, the slow pace of vaccination in Europe grew. Speaking at an online event to answer questions from healthcare workers, he defended progress made on procuring and administering vaccines, saying 2.3 million people had already received a dose. European governments have faced criticism over supply and production bottlenecks as vaccine makers AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna have all announced cuts to delivery volumes just as they were expected to ramp up production. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued an order requiring travelers to wear a mask on public transportation. That order echoes an executive order President Biden issued shortly after he took office, mandating masks on commercial aircraft, trains, and ferries, and on federal property. The CDC order also covers buses, subways, taxis, and ride shares in airport stations, as well as terminals where people board. The mask must cover the nose and mouth and must stay on. The order prompts drivers, conductors, and crew members to only transport people who are actually wearing masks. Many Parisians expressed their relief after French PM Jean Castex announced stronger curfew measures, but no lockdown. Castex said that the coronavirus variants first detected in Britain and South Africa posed a dangerous risk to France, but that a third nationwide lockdown could still be avoided, at least for now. Instead, France would further tighten COVID-19 controls at its borders, reduce the number of its people allowed into shopping malls, and increase police controls against people breaking a nighttime curfew. While the new curfew measures are stricter than those previously in place, a lockdown would have forced stores to close. Castex said a new lockdown, the third for France, was still possible if the new measures failed to reduce the spread of the disease. And former President Donald Trump has parted ways with his lead impeachment lawyers just over a week before his trial. That's according to two people familiar with the situation who spoke to the Associated Press Saturday. The change injects fresh uncertainty into the makeup and strategy of Trump's defense team. The departing lawyers, Butch Bowers and Deborah Barbier, have left the defense team in what one person described as a mutual decision that reflected a difference of opinion in the direction of the case. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is Russ Davis, and I welcome you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA 1. On this edition of the program, we're going to take you once again to New York City's Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex for another session of Jazz Congress, and this time, ladies first. I was raised to always honor the ladies, and in this case, we're going to honor the ladies of jazz as they take the lead on this edition of Jazz America, as they took the lead in the Jazz Congress meetings, the various panels that happened to be there for discussions on various aspects of jazz, and it was equal footing for the men and the women, as it should be at this point in history in general and society, as also it should be in music. Well, we're going to be talking to four of the main ladies who were there for Jazz Congress: Maria Schneider, Michelle Indigocello, Renee Marie, and Terry Lynn Carrington, and hear music from some of the artists who were there. Speaking of which, let's begin this edition of Jazz America with a great pianist and educator, Myra Melford. She is a teacher at the University of California in Berkeley in their music department, and has been for a long time, after for decades being one of the main artists in the New York jazz scene. And she was part of the very first panel that kicked off the Jazz Congress this year with the title Jazz, Swing, Race, and Culture. She was next to greats like Wynton Marsalis, Christian McBride, Nicholas Payton, and her fellow Lady of Jazz, Terry Lynn Carrington. Here's Myra Melford, very modern and inventive, on the song entitled The Strawberry from her new release, Snowy Egret, to begin this edition of VOA's Jazz America.
He's a king-size papa. I take the door off the hinges when my baby comes to call. There's such a lot of him, the way he grew, enough to last till 2022. King-size papa. He's a king-size papa. He's a real super daddy and he knows just what to do. No one can thrill me like my baby can. He's such an extraordinary man. My king-size papa. He's a king-size papa. Never was nothing like him since the day the world began.
On Jazz America, we give you the best of jazz, past and present, and with the song you just heard, we gave you both at the same time. A brand new recording from the great Biji Adair, song entitled King Size Papa, that really takes us back to the very beginnings of jazz stylistically. It's from her new release, Grover's Hat Project. It's ladies first, as the ladies take the lead on this edition of VOA's Jazz America, and no one takes the lead in jazz these days any more than the great composer, arranger, and musician, and this year she'll be named an NEA Jazz Master, Maria Schneider. She was part of the Women Big Band Leaders Roundtable presented by the National Endowment for the Arts, appropriately so, since she'll get that NEA Jazz Master Award very soon. Here's some conversation I enjoyed with Maria Schneider, and then we'll hear some great live work recorded in New York with her jazz orchestra here on VOA's Jazz America. It was a joy to hear the opening comments by the esteemed arranger, musician, composer, band leader, visionary, the boss, Maria Schneider. There are some other hats I could probably add to that, Maria, but great to see you and really enjoyed your comments.
Thank you so much.
Okay, lastly, the fun part of things. Beautiful, beautiful work, and I really hope that your awards keep coming. You've won a ton of grants. Grammys, and I know there's more chances more to come.
For me, it's like, forget about the awards. I just hope the next piece comes. You know, it's like every time as a musician, you're just always, you know, hoping for that next piece, that the ideas keep coming, that the muse keeps hitting. And
when you're doing your projects, you're putting together large ensembles, orchestras, and that's a lot of small parts to keep moving parts to gather to the energies together to create this force that's going to render the final product. And that's tough work, isn't it? Where do you get your energy?
I'm seriously into eating healthy, because you know what? I expend a lot of energy, and I eat like a horse.
And it does take a lot to put all those pieces together.
Believe
but me. It's got to be a labor of love, I suppose.
It is. You know, it's a lot of hard work, but I wouldn't do anything else. This is, you know, I guess, I don't know if you say it's my calling or this is just what I do.
Well, it's not a labor, but it is a love for us to listen to your music, Maria Schneider. I see some very handsome men waiting for you to finish with me so you can go hang with them. Thank you so much, and all the best with everything you have coming in the future.
Thank you.
And here's the Maria Schneider Jazz Orchestra recorded live at New York City's Jazz Standard with That Old Black Magic on Jazz America from VOA1.
is Ingrid Jensen, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on the Voice of America.
Two of the horn-blowingest sisters in jazz today, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet and on saxophone, Christine Jensen, and a cut from their collaborative effort from a few years ago, Infinitude, entitled There Are More of the Great Ladies of Jazz These Days, to share with you in just a bit. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com.
And here's a message I am pleased to read to you and play a song for the person who wrote this message because it's a birthday. This message is from Kobina Ikuban from Accra, Ghana. And he writes, "Hi, Russ. Many thanks for reacting to my correspondence the other day. Now do me another favor, Russ, in helping to mark my 82nd birthday by playing me either Take the A-Train by the great Duke Ellington or Take Five by Dave Brubeck. You also owe me a treat from Oscar Peterson Trio. My birthday falls on the 23rd of February. And, appropriately, on a Saturday, I will share it with my boy Patrick Nana Mensa in Corona, California, in the USA, another jazz fan. By the way, is your predecessor Willis Conover still alive? I wish and pray that he were. He did a wonderful job before you took over in 1999, as you informed us the other day. But then again, you are a chip off the old block." Well, Kobina, I want to wish you a very happy 82nd birthday and play for you the song that Willis Conover used as his theme song to begin each and every one of his programs. He has passed away, but his legacy lives on forever, and I'm just trying the best I can to do an honor to the work he did down through the years. 40 years he gave us jazz on VOA, and I'm going to be giving you, later this year, we'll have our anniversary. Here's Duke Ellington's Take the A-Train on VOA's Jazz America. from our stack of releases that I call New and Notable. That is the latest from the great Randy Brecker. His new album is entitled Rocks, and it features his work with the NDR Big Band and the Hamburg Radio Jazz Orchestra, as well as some special guests, among them his wife, the great saxophonist Ada Rovati, who joined him on the song you just heard, Above and Below. A combination of Europe and America, once again, with a real hard-edged, funky side of jazz from the album Rocks. Thank you, Randy Brecker, and thank you, Ada Rovati. And now, let's welcome Renee Marie, the great vocalist who was part of a very special panel at the Jazz Congress this year at the Jazz at Lincoln Center Complex. The title of the panel, Jazz in Troubled Times, and Renee Marie, alongside V.J. Iyer and Arturo O'Farrell, gave us some thoughts about how jazz and art in general can inspire folks at a time when the world seems to be in turmoil and troubled times. Renee Marie had some wonderful thoughts about that, and here they are, followed by some of her music.
I think we do have an obligation and a responsibility as artists to help, I don't know the right word for this, but filter what's going on in society at large, whether it's troubled times or not. But we do have the responsibility to filter it and then filter it into an artistic form and hand it back to lovers of that art. Whether we are musicians or choreographers or painters, it doesn't matter. What matters is that we use these artistic expressions to turn it into something beautiful and give it back so that because we're all trying to process this stuff, you know? And I don't think any of us are really 100% sure that we have the answer, if there is even such a thing as the answer. But it has to come, this artistic expression has to come from a place of compassion and creativity, like real creativity, not marketing, like, oh, what's the popular topic that what's the hot topic? Hey, let's do a song about that, or let's do an album about that. I don't dig that, and I think there's something mercenary about it. But anyway, coming from a place of real energetic creativity, so that just like you said, Arturo, someone looks at you and says, "You saved my life." Because people are ending their lives over some of these issues that we're facing right now. It is our responsibility.
Lovers say that in France, when they thrill to romance, it means that it's so good. C'est bon. So I say it to you, like the French people do, because it's oh so good. Every word, every sigh, every kiss, dear, leads to only one thought, and it's this, dear. It's so good, nothing else can replace just your slightest embrace. And if you only would be my own for the rest of my days, I will whisper this phrase, my darling, say see. Thank you.
stati number two. Trois dessus, trois dessous, en chantant des chansons. C'est si bon de se dire des mots doux, des petits rien de tout, mais qui ont dit jaloux en voyant notre mine ravie. Les passants dans la rue nous envient. Ouh, si c'est bon de guetter dans ces yeux un espoir révélé qui donne la fraîcheur.
Album with the funny title, I Wanna Be Evil, with love to Eartha Kitt. That is the classic song, C'est Si Bon, from Renee Marie. And here's more new music, too, from another of the great ladies of jazz, who happened to be prominent in one of the panels at the Jazz Congress. Here's Helen Sung, from her latest release, Sung With Words, on Jazz America, from VOA 1.
Me downtown, where love is all, breaking the making the pumping up, cooking the plans for tonight.
another of the great ladies of jazz who left us far too early. She passed away just a few years ago, the late, great Marion McPartland, a great pianist. Not only a wonderful piano player and composer, but also a broadcaster of jazz. The Piano Jazz Show ran for decades on National Public Radio. That's Doozy from Marion McPartland Plays the Benny Carter Songbook. More of the ladies first, next hour.